This is Health Matters, continuing our report on diet and eyesight.
Omega-3 fatty acids play a large role in maintaining eyesight, and these fatty acids can only be obtained from food.
Actually, we need two essential fatty acids every day, the eyesight-supporting omega-3 fats and the omega-6 fats. But we need these fats in the right ratio. The way our body works, there has to be a ratio of 4 parts of omega-6 fats to 1 part omega-3 fats. A daily overload of omega-6 fats is a fast track to heart disease, obesity, diabetes, high blood pressure, cancer, glaucoma, and other eye diseases.
Does that list of diseases sound familiar? It should. It's a litany in the health news. These diseases afflict people whose daily foods come from industrial agriculture and industrial processing suppliers. In other words, the foods that many of us, if not most of us, eat every day.
The roots of modern disease are complex. Essential micronutrients and the fatty acid balance in whole foods are destroyed or diminished by processing. And then there is a steady stream of media-delivered information and advertising that has sometimes led people down the wrong path. For example, the low-fat products promoted over the past decades, America's love affair with low-fat foods has had a negative public health impact, because switching to a low-fat diet often meant the loss of essential fatty acids, or, if not the loss of fatty acids altogether, the loss of the balance that must be maintained between omega-6 and omega-3 fats.
It's all about balance. Before European colonialism, indigenous people did not have these diseases. Alaska Native Americans still eating the diet of their ancestors today do not have these diseases. For a simple reason, the wild foods they eat contain a balance of omega-3 and omega-6 fats. The traditional Alaska Native diet is high in oily fish and game animals, an animal flesh diet that sustains health because it contains a balance of fatty acids humans need.
So the ratio of omega-6 to omega-3 fats should be 4 to 1 or lower. Again, that's 4 to 1. But the typical American diet of industrial-raised meat and processed foods delivers 10 to 30 times more omega-6 than omega-3 fatty acids, a huge unhealthy difference.
Science has confirmed that this imbalance of omega-6 to omega-3 fats in the American diet has caused serious health problems. In addition to cancer, heart disease, diabetes, etc., this imbalance contributes to asthma, arthritis, and depression.
So how can we non-scientists keep clear in our minds the difference between omega-3 and omega-6 fats? I think of it this way. I associate 6 with sick. Too many omega-6s means sickness. It can mean sickness now if you are middle-aged or more, or it can mean sickness later if you're young and continue to eat a diet overloaded with omega-6 fats.
Omega-6 fats are found in many, many foods. Poultry, processed meats, eggs, dairy, nuts and seeds, grains, shortening, and most vegetable oils. But omega-3 fats are not widespread. You have to seek them out. The best food source for omega-3 fats are salmon, mackerel, sardines, and white tuna canned in water.
So should we be taking omega-3 supplements, like fish oil or cod liver oil? Promotional information on omega-3 supplements is all over the internet and occasionally in the news. Is it accurate?
Various studies weigh in on these questions. AllAboutNutrition.com reported in 2015 that omega-3 fats may be more effective at reducing the risk of age-related eye diseases when they are obtained from food sources rather than from nutritional supplements. This is a significant statement.
A person's lifetime that contains plenty of omega-3 fats is likely more protective than taking nutritional supplements for a 5-year period. This assumes, of course, that other important nutrients are consumed over a lifetime in question.
But there's more to this story, lots more. Once you see the larger picture, it becomes easier to make the right food choices. So we will continue our report on eye health and diet next week.
Health Matters is a production of KIDE, Hoopa, California, produced and written by Cynthia Potin, engineered by Joseph Orozco. Our readers were Emily Marshall, Kashana Moon, and Joseph Orozco. For this audio and more information, visit our download area at www.kidefm.org. Thank you for listening. Your health adds to the health of our community.